We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. Generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, supportive viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand Optus D2, Africa Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America Galaxy 19, Central and South America Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 26 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. On Channel 57 on Media Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Khod Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altaïd Cable TV. In Odernet City, Channel Z26 on Ta Tinga Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himarar Cable TV. In Sukhbatur Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongols. In Dahan Uls Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. In Tla, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company, Channel 65. In Hotel on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjialu Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Panghu County, Channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. And in Tinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. You can also visit us online at suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Britain improves access to free childcare services. In humanitarian news, international donors provide high-quality seeds to 680,000 Zimbabwean agricultural workers. In animal news, one of the world's rarest turtle species is spotted for the first time in its natural habitat. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 22nd, is the birthday of the internationally acclaimed physician and author, Dr. Deepak Chopra. Born in New Delhi, India, and now residing in the USA, Dr. Chopra is a well-known leader in mind-body medicine, which combines Ayurveda, traditional Western medicine, and quantum physics. He has written more than 55 books published in over 85 languages, 14 of which are bestsellers, including Ageless Body, Timeless Mind, The Quantum Alternative to Growing Old. Dr. Chopra is a co-founder of the California USA Chopra Center for Well-Being, which serves vegetarian cuisine. In 1999, Time magazine named him one of the top 100 heroes and icons of the 20th century. We wish you a blessed birthday, Dr. Deepak Chopra. Enjoy a celebration with your loved ones.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Côte d'Ivoire. A night of heavy rains triggered a fatal mudslide in Abidjan, the capital of Côte d'Ivoire, on June 12th. 16 people perished as homes in the less fortunate neighborhoods of Yopagan and Atakube were buried.
On June 14th, Supreme Master Qinghai quickly asked that our association's relief team please go to help, donating $15,000 to aid those most in need and to provide financial support for the bereaved families. This amount could purchase $415,000 in urgent supplies, if obtained in the United States, based on the cost of living in Côte d'Ivoire. Supreme Master Qinghai added that there were no words for her to express her sorrow for all the pains in this world.
In accordance with Supreme Master Qinghai's frequent requests for updates, following is the report from our association's relief team sent via foreign group.
Most Merciful Master, regarding relief work in Abidjan, Côte d'Ivoire. With Master's love and blessing on August 24th, our association members from Côte d'Ivoire and Formosa or Taiwan visited the mayor of the city regarding relief work. At the city hall, we distributed relief items including food aid to the victims. In addition, we were interviewed by the local radio station on channel FM 92.5 to spread the message of being vegan to stop such tolls of global warming. Thank you so much, Master, for all your love. Gratefully, Association members from Côte d'Ivoire and Formosa.
Supreme Master Qinghai responded as follows. Loving people, no, I have to thank you for being in the front line and offering so much love and attentive care for those unfortunate in need. Heaven surely took note and all my love for you, Qinghai.
Appreciation to Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share these details with our viewers, and we thank our association's foreign group for providing this report.
We are also thankful for Supreme Master Qinghai's benevolence and comfort to the distressed and for the supportive endeavors of our association's relief team. We pray for the swift restoration of the disaster-stricken people of Abidjan, and that such events are eased through humanity's adoption of higher, more virtuous standards.
Samoa Islands struck by earthquake. On the morning of Monday, October 19th, a magnitude 6.2 quake hit off the coast of the Samoa Islands. With an epicenter 170 kilometers southwest of the Samoan capital of Apia, the quake thankfully did not prompt a tsunami alert, and there were no reports of damage or casualties. We are relieved to know of the Samoan people's safety. May our world be protected from such potential dangers as we step in unison toward kinder treatment of each other and the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Indonesian president inaugurated. Following his re-election by popular vote to a second term, incumbent President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono was sworn into office on Wednesday, October 21st. With his future plans for the country summed up in the words, prosperity, democracy, and justice, the president also stated, "By Allah, I swear I will adhere to the constitution as faithfully as possible and will commit myself to the country and the people." We congratulate Your Excellency on your re-elected post. May Allah bless your endeavors in bringing greater prosperity, democracy, and fairness to the Indonesian people.
Empress of Japan calls for nuclear-free world. On the occasion of her venerated 75th birthday, Her Imperial Majesty Michiko, Empress of Japan, appealed for the international abolition of atomic weapons, suggesting also that her country seek to bring more understanding to the international community. An issued statement said, "The horrors of nuclear weapons are not only the magnitude of their destruction, but also the serious and tragic effects of radiation that leaves victims suffering long after their exposure." At the same time, the Empress lauded world leaders such as U.S. President Barack Obama for their determination to achieve an atomic weapon-free globe. "Our respectful appreciation, Your Imperial Majesty, for your noble dedication to our harmonious world. May leaders around the globe heed such wise counsel in finding peaceful ways to shared understanding among all nations."
Le Monde features interview with author Fabrice Nicolino. Monsieur Nicolino of France has written Bidoche, The Meat Industry Threatens the World. Bidoche is a term for a low-quality, cheap type of meat. In an interview with the renowned French daily newspaper Le Monde, the author points out that French policies in the last decades have led to overproduction of meat and dairy products, with devastating results for both the environment and human health. He also points out that the cruel treatment of animals on factory farms represents a moral deficiency. Monsieur Nicolino calls for a rethinking both of the farming practices and food choices in order to have enough food for everyone and to protect the environment. Our earnest thanks, Monsieur Nicolino and Le Monde, for helping the public become further aware of the dangers of consuming animal products. As more people learn the truth about meat consumption, may all embrace the compassionate, life-saving vegan fare.
2/3 of supermarket chicken is contaminated. According to the United Kingdom's Food Standard Agency, or FSA, the potentially deadly Campylobacter bacterium is present in 65% of all chicken on sale in supermarkets. Illness caused by Campylobacter infection can range from a week of abdominal pain to a life-threatening bloodstream infection. In 2001, the FSA had conducted a similar survey and found the contamination rates for Campylobacter approximately the same. Our heartfelt thanks, food safety authorities, for sharing this information with the public. May humanity's future food choices be plant-based for optimal individual and planetary health.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes 1/3 fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
World record sprint star receives Order of Jamaica Award. In a ceremony held in Kingston, Jamaica's Governor-General Patrick Allen presented triple Olympic and World Championship gold medalist Usain Bolt with the Medal of the Order of Jamaica. As the youngest Jamaican to receive this distinction, the 23-year-old athlete was met with resounding cheers and applause as he collected the award. Mr. Bolt currently holds the world record in both the 100-meter and 200-meter events, as well as being the world and Olympic record holder for the 4x100-meter relay in the 2008 Beijing China Olympic Games.
If you had a dream of becoming number one or being an Olympic gold medalist, that's what we work for. It's a pinnacle of track and field.
We join in warm applause, Mr. Usain Bolt, for your deserved recognition. You surely are the pride of your country, as your efforts and talented accomplishments inspire us all.
Save Our Planet, Motivations for a Vegan Paradise. The Noble Wilds, The Dogs in My Life, and The Birds in My Life, Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international best-selling books, speak to our childlike nature. They allow us to envision a world where size and species are forgotten, as pure love and respect reign among all.
Perhaps this explains the book's success, including The Noble Wilds' German edition's rise to top bestseller in the young readers category at the major online bookstore, Amazon.de. At the recent book release celebration for the Noble Wilds in Frankfurt, Germany, noted advocates of animal protection, vegetarianism, and others shared their impressions of the book.
Speaking as the honored guest of the event was the book's author, Supreme Master Qinghai, who answered Irish animal activist Mr. John Carmody's question on what would most motivate people to adopt the veg diet as a way to avert global crisis.
How about that we still have our planet? How about that we still can live here? How about that we don't have sickness again? How about that our children will be healthy, beautiful, intelligent, loving and kind? We all wish our children to grow up intelligent, loving and kind. But what do we teach them from beginning of their very fragile life? We push the symbol of violence into their mouth. Even if they spit it out, we force to put it back in again until they get used to it. Not only violence, that piece of meat or fish or animals that we try to stuff into our children, unaware stomach, that also decrease their intelligence, decrease their loving quality, humanity. So we expect our children to be the best, and we give them the worst. The worst of all the worst is meat diet. If we just put down that piece of meat and fish and dairy, whatever the animal piece that we want to put in our mouth. Because the vegan lifestyle carries such a powerful energy, all positive, all loving, all constructive, all blessing, all intelligence, that could melt all the negative energy away, destroy it forever, and neutralize the destructive forces in our environment and in our lives in the shortest time that you could imagine. I hope whatever most motivates us, we change and quick. We are running out of time anyway. If we wait too long, I'm afraid we won't be left with a choice if we want ourselves and our children to survive.
Our thanks to the conference participants and gratefulness for Supreme Master Qinghai and her words of urgency and hope. May we all become organic vegan and achieve true harmony and happiness among Earth's co-inhabitants.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save our planet. Livestock generates over half of worldwide greenhouse gas emissions. A just-released report in the November-December issue of World Watch magazine has concluded that livestock raising is responsible for at least 51% of global warming. Authors Dr. Robert Goodland, former lead environmental advisor to the World Bank, and World Bank research officer Jeff Arnhung, built upon livestock's long shadow. The report, published in 2006 by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO.
They calculated for areas not previously considered and updated others, including the life cycle emissions of farmed fish production, CO2 from animal respirations, and an actual corrected tally that resulted in a more than doubling of the reported number of livestock animals on the planet. Livestock's methane emissions were also factored in as being 72 times more heat trapping in the atmosphere than CO2. This represents a more accurate increase from the original FAO calculations of 23 times the warming potential.
Even so, the researchers cautioned that the sum of their estimates was minimized, and therefore the 51% emissions total is still conservative. In a question and answer article on the website vegclimatealliance.org, the authors concluded, "It is now possible to understand that the dramatic expansion of the livestock sector in recent decades may imperil humanity, and that there may be no way to manage the climate risk of either the food industry or the world at large, other than by replacing livestock products with better alternatives."
Our thankful appreciation, Dr. Goodland and Mr. Arnhung, participating scientists and World Watch Institute, for your work showing that meat consumption is clearly the single largest contributor to greenhouse gas emissions. Let us ever more swiftly replace animal products with their planet-cooling veg alternatives to preserve our ecosphere and all lives.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often offered support for this most direct solution to saving humanity and the Earth, as during an interview for the July 12, 2009 edition of the Irish Sunday Independent.
Livestock is the single largest emitter of methane. Moreover, because of methane's faster disappearance from the atmosphere, if we stop eating meat, the planet will be able to cool immediately. Livestock raising and animal breeding also cause many other damages to our planet. Livestock, by far, is the single largest human-related occupier of land, the main driver of deforestation, the biggest water polluter, and top culprit of biodiversity loss. 80% of the Amazon's deforested lands are converted to grazing pastures for cattle. Of the remaining deforested land, the majority is used for growing soy. 85% of the world's soy is fed to the cattle that will be slaughtered for human consumption. Everything points in the same direction. So, that is meat diet, see? If we stop consuming animal products, much of this lethal source is eliminated. And the heat it creates will also disappear. So, with the vegan diet, we eat what's best for our health, for the animals, for the environment, and nature will do the rest to restore balance and save our world.
Save our planet. British Prime Minister urges accord in upcoming talks. Addressing representatives from 17 of the world's top greenhouse gas emitters in London, United Kingdom on Monday, October 19th, Prime Minister Gordon Brown called for unity in replacing the Kyoto Protocol at the Denmark summit coming in just about 50 days. He said, "If we act now, if we act together, if we act with vision and resolve, success at Copenhagen is still within our reach. But if we falter, the Earth will itself be at risk. And for the planet, there is no plan B. Your Excellency, we appreciate and join your call for concerted global action. May international leaders concur in bringing quickly sustainable measures to preserve the home we all share."
save our planet. Chief British Climate Advisor Dr. David Kennedy states that the country needs to reduce emissions 6 times faster than current plans in order to achieve existing goals.
Save our planet. U.S. and Korean researchers find that global warming has produced another type of El Nino in the Central Pacific, further aggravating drought conditions in places like Australia and India, where rainfall is less this year than any time since 1972.
Hello viewers, I'm Akina the Krishna Jinka with a tip on healthy living. I'm a proud vegan, by the way. To bring more happiness to your life, share some with a friend. You could take him or her out for a delicious vegan lunch or prepare a meal yourself. Give a lovely potted plant or just telephone your friend to say hello. As famous American vegetarian author Mr. Mark Twain once said, the best way to cheer yourself up is to try to cheer somebody else up. Thank you for watching and thanks for being veg, going green and saving the planet. Now for the weather around the world.
In good governance news, Britain improves access to free childcare services. Striving to ensure that all youngsters are given the best start in life, the British government is introducing complementary childcare for the most disadvantaged families across the nation. In addition, the government will also be providing $41.6 million for the charity organisation Book Trust. The funds will be used in part to buy about 12 million books for children under the age of 3. Our heartfelt thanks, Britain, for your support of the upcoming generation. May youth everywhere be cherished and given an abundance of love.
In humanitarian news, international donors pledged $74 million of aid to Zimbabwe farmers. The United States, Australia, European nations, the World Bank, and others will gift high-quality seeds and fertilizers to approximately 680,000 agricultural workers during 2009. It is envisioned that this will enable the nation to produce more grain, boosting its food sufficiency. Heaven bless all participating countries and organizations for your care and generosity. May the peace-loving citizens of Zimbabwe always thrive in plenitude. Coming up, a rare turtle is spotted in Myanmar or Burma. We'll take a meditative walk around the garden and be right back. Please stay tuned for more exciting news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, cheerful news for a happier world. In animal news, one of the world's rarest turtle is seen in Myanmar or Burma. 5 Ayukan forest turtles have been found by members of Wildlife Conservation Society in a remote sanctuary in Myanmar. The vertebrates, which are less than a foot in length and have light brown shells with black mottling, were believed to be extinct until a few were spotted in 1994. We rejoice in this wonderful discovery. May the precious Ayukan forest turtles be protected to flourish evermore as a unique part of our incredible world.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Hebrew entitled Immunization Etiquette.
בזמן שעבדתי כאח במחלקת ילדים, הייתה לי את המשימה הקשה של מתן זריקות חיסון לילדים. יום אחד נכנסתי לחדר הבדיקות לתת לליזי בת הארבע את זריקתה. לא, לא, לא! היא צרכה. ליזי, אמא שלה גערה בה. זאת התנהגות לא מנומסת. בשלב הזה, הילדה צעקה אפילו חזק יותר. לא תודה! לא תודה!
And now for our viewers' heart line about the cooking show Marvelous Masala Dosa from Southern India on vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
I made this recipe the other day. Wow, it tasted so good. Keep up the good work. Atifa from Afghanistan.
Supportive Atifair. So glad you liked the delicious Southern Indian vegetarian specialty. There are so many wonderful vegan recipes that we can enjoy. Please share your culinary delights with friends and let them know that the plant-based diet is all we need to save our earth from the threat caused by global warming. With Allah's love and blessings to you and the beautiful people of Afghanistan.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com. The address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your life be guided by the love and wisdom of the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
A Saudi agricultural delegation visits the Netherlands to discuss increased cooperation between the two countries.
16 Malay activity committees within the People's Association in Singapore donate $10,000 towards a rice fund to benefit 700 families in need.
American actress Alicia Silverstone explains why cow's milk is not designed for humans during a launch party for her new vegan diet and lifestyle book entitled The Kind Diet, available at www.amazon.com.
His Majesty King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz of Saudi Arabia donates $311 million as part of a stated wish to enable those relying on Social Security income to be able to live well.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees official announced the successful delivery of the first shipment of tents, mattresses and other aid to Yemenis displaced by internal conflict.
Dakar National University Hospital in Senegal, which treats thousands of AIDS patients each year, inaugurates an organic garden to provide patients with free, healthy, fresh veggies and herbs.
Venezuelan supermodel Patricia Velasquez uses her stardom, finances, and help from celebrity friends to improve the lives of fellow indigenous Wayuu people, including donating water wells and creating jobs and training.
An international team of archaeologists explores Pavlopetri, Greece, a 5,000-year-old submerged town, for a picture of the past that reveals new knowledge of ancient life.
British actor Orlando Bloom, who has starred in such movies as Lord of the Rings, is named a Goodwill Ambassador for the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF.
New Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou calls on Turkey to withdraw thousands of its troops from Cyprus to help the reunification process of the island.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.